Oh my God. Oh my God. Where were those shoes? Oh God, not the Manolos.
It was Fashion Week in Paris. And if it was Tuesday, it was Chanel. And if it was Chanel, it was my new black Manolo slingbacks with the 2.5-inch kitten heels. To go with the charcoal grey tweed A-line skirt I got at the Chanel sample sale last season, and the perfectly cocoa-esque black boiled wool jacket with the delicate grosgrain trim that I had slipped out of my mother's closet years ago. It said so right there on the daily wardrobe schedule I had meticulously entered into an Excel spreadsheet last week. Chanel skirt, trusty black jacket, black La Perla bra, the one with the light padding, matching thong, Tahitian pearl choker, Mabe ring, the black Balenciaga bag. The brown version was slated for Thursday. Manolo slingbacks. Only on this Tuesday morning, the shoes were nowhere to be seen among the contents of the three suitcases scattered around me. What a disaster. This would throw off my week's schedule completely. I mean, I suppose I could switch over to the Wednesday outfit, but then I'd be wearing vintage Yves Saint Laurent, and we're talking Monsieur Saint Laurent himself, not the Tom Ford era, to a Chanel show, and that just wouldn't do. Not given the history between Saint Laurent and Karl Lagerfeld. I'm not stupid, I know better than that. And forget about the Thursday outfit. God and Anna Wintour know better than to wear Stella McCartney to Kaiser Karl show. Nope, it was Chanel or bust. And without those Manolos, I was utterly, absolutely, fabulously screwed. Never mind missing an appointment at John Galliano's showroom or getting lost in the stampede of fashion editors in black town cars herded from Celine to Louis Vuitton, or even accidentally leaving my goodie bag under the seat like I did that one time at Fendi in Milan. Or, heaven forbid, being seated in the third row at Prada. That I could just almost deal with. Forgetting my slingbacks, or my thoughts darkened having them filched by some shoe connoisseur bag handler on the Eurostar and messing up my entire week's wardrobe. This was unacceptable. The Chanel show was scheduled for 11 o'clock, but with all the air kissing and gossiping, followed closely by backbiting the very same people you'd just been kissing, it wouldn't start until noon at least. And you wonder why you almost never see watches featured in runway shows. If I found myself to be decisive in the next 15 minutes or so, I could probably run over to the Bon Marché a few blocks away, pick out a new pair of pointy-toe black slingbacks without too much of an ordeal, and then make it on time to the show at the Chanel boutique next door to Coco Chanel's original maison on the Rue Cambon. After a minute and 42 seconds of indecision, a record low for me, I could be, well, almost sure. I gingerly tiptoed my way through the minefield that was my hotel room floor, trying not to step on the thousands of dollars worth of Prada, Marni, Dior and McQueen strewn here, there and everywhere.